Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. In just a couple minutes, we're going to have Jeff and Calvin McIntosh from Monticello, Minnesota, which is not too far from my location as to where we broadcast. And they're going to tell you their story because, folks, what we're going to be talking about today as the cover-up continues. And let me tell you what, it's not just the hospitals, it's not just the doctors and the coroners and the administrators and the NIH and the WHO and the CDC and federal and state governments that are going along with this. The papers are involved as well locally. And I'm not talking about the mainstream media. I'm talking about the useful idiots that are going along with the mainstream media. So we're going to be talking to those guys in just a couple minutes. They're going to tell you their story. And before we get to that, friends, I do want to get to a couple things. Sons of Liberty Media.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We are on the top left side of the page. You can go ahead and click that little button up on the front page, subscribe to the page, but push the button and it will go to a live feed for the morning show with Tim Brown, afternoon show with Bradley Dean. When you go to SOL Radio Live, please go up and subscribe on the top there. Subscribe on the right top. Also, if you'd like to, go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I just did an article about this woman this morning, and it's a short video. I teed it up for you yesterday. We got through it about halfway, and then the end of the show cut it off. What I want to do is I want to go back, and I want you to watch this video because it's probably the most precise video I've seen to date, under 3 minutes, concerning what in fact is happening in the United States of America. I don't think anybody's done a better job than this woman, and I want you to hear it. And I want you to see it for yourself concerning this woman confronting a school board in North Carolina. Check this out.
Good evening. My name is Kate Serino. So we keep hearing this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Even our own local media pushes this narrative. In a recent OBX Voice article, Mark Jerkovitz defined vaccinated as those who've received two doses of Pfizer, Moderna, or one of J&J. This is not completely accurate. In fact, listen carefully. The CDC definition of fully vaccinated is those who are 2 weeks beyond their final dose. For clarity, let's dig into some examples. So Jack gets his first Moderna vaccine and dies a week later from an unfortunate adverse reaction. He is classified by health officials as an unvaccinated death. He had one dose. Jill gets her second Pfizer vaccine and 13 days later tests positive. She is classified as an unvaccinated COVID case because she's less than 2 full weeks post her last dose. This is flagrant data manipulation, folks, and some might call it
confusion by design.
Strike you as odd that citizens are being offered free donuts, lottery money, burgers, marijuana, and beer for vaccine compliance across the country in the name of public health? Does it seem outrageous that PCR tests that we've relied upon for 2 years have now been pulled by the FDA and CDC for failure to differentiate between COVID and the flu? The flu just didn't magically disappear last year,
guys. That's right. That's right.
Does it seem suspect that the quarantine metrics keep changing in an increasingly bizarre manner? The current toolkit rewards compliance. The fully vaxxed and boosted have no quarantine imposed, despite their well-documented ability to both contract and spread virus. And is it not curious to you that the FDA and CDC wish to wait 75 years to publish data related to their vaccine studies? Folks, there's something really, truly ugly going on here. And if you still don't understand the bigger plan, please research Agenda 21, The Great Reset, or Rockefeller's Operation Lockstep. This has never been about a virus. Dare County, wake up. Yet this board continues to actively participate in the fraud and violate established law. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, to ignore evil is to become accomplice to it. And folks, you are indeed accomplices.
That's
at this
right.
Time.
Amen.
Under 21 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 50, 23, and 24, it is illegal to coerce a citizen to participate in an experiment. And I will remind you that masks and current vaccines are all EUA experimental devices. This is how the Nuremberg Code was folded into federal law. Furthermore, under 18 U.S. Code Section 2331, it is illegal to coerce a population. This is a felony, carries a 99-year prison term. Forced masking to obtain a public education is coercion. The longer this lawlessness continues, the more votes that are recorded on the permanent record, the more emails that are collected, the more affidavits that are compiled, the stronger a class action lawsuit becomes.
Amen.
This court is lawless. It is beyond time that you find courage to stand, courage to lead, courage to follow established law, because ultimately you will be held to account. Thank you for your time this evening. For legal updates, please visit daretoshareobx.org or follow us on Facebook.
Isn't that fantastic? She did a great job. My only regret here is that it's taken people 3 years to get to what we've been talking about for 3 years here. We're not talking about just the class action lawsuit, friends. We're talking about suing them for everything they've got, and then holding them accountable for their crimes against humanity. Okay, so it's twofold. If you fail to bring the latter, they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again. So what we're going to be doing here in just a couple minutes, friends, is we're going to be pulling up Calvin and Jeff McIntosh, who just recently lost their father. This happened a county over from where we broadcast live out of the state of Minnesota. And I want to tee this up for you because I want you to see this. Because, again, friends, this is how the cover-up continues over and over and over again.
He lost his heartbeat about five times in the ambulance going there, and they couldn't get him back. I talked to one of the nurses at CentraCare in Monty. And I told her that it was from the vaccine. They asked if he had done anything, and he was very healthy before he took the shot. I told her that he had just gotten his second shot, and you know, she had like this expression of just anger and guilt, and she had told me it doesn't look good. And then we had arrived to the U to hear that his heart had completely stopped.
Okay, so this is right after his second shot, friends. What we're going to be doing right after this hard break is we're going to be pulling up Jeff and Calvin McIntosh, grandpa and grandson of his son and his dad that were lost through these experimental jabs, one county over from where we're at right now. Folks, you need to listen to this because the cover-up doesn't start and stop where we think it may. It's happening in our backyards as well. We're going to take a hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side. Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and My Kind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of LibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Continues. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. One more time, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to the top left side of the page on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe also beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Go ahead and subscribe as well, friends. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to get right into this because we have our friend Jeff and Calvin with us even now. And what I want to do is introduce you to these two. I just received a phone call from Grandpa. That would be Jeff McIntosh. And he had shared with me as to what happened most recently with his 41-year-old son. And I thought it was important enough to bring this to 155 cities. So with that said, welcome to the show, the two of you. And I guess the first thing I would have to say is I am very sorry for your loss. And secondly, I'd ask, how are you two holding up in these tumultuous times?
Well, we're doing pretty good. Thank you for having us, Bradley. We really appreciate that.
Absolutely. How are you doing, Calvin?
I'm doing all right. Just trying to figure everything out. Go from there, you know.
Okay, so let's start this off by asking the question as to how this all transpired. What took place after his first and then his second experimental jab? And then we can just take it from there as we transition and segue into the next point. So go ahead and share your story with us, friends.
So on December 28th, Derek left work about 10 o'clock in the morning to get his second COVID shot. The shot was mandated by our employer, per the government's mandate. Mm-hmm. We have federal contracts and such. So he went off to get his second shot. He called me later that day, told me he was experiencing some side effects that most people experience when they get this shot. And then he over the next 7 days, he got sicker and sicker and sicker. Hmm. And he was going to go into the doctor on Monday, but he couldn't get out of bed. and he laid in bed all day on Monday, and then he went down to his son's room, Calvin's bedroom, said that he had to call the ambulance because he couldn't breathe.
Nope.
The ambulance took him away to our local hospital here in Monticello, and there was no room for him. So I don't know what they did with him at that point, but 2 hours later, they sent him down to the University of Minnesota, and we got down to the U about 6 in the morning, 6:15, and the doctors came out and told us that he had passed away, that he had multiple blood clots in the lung and the heart.
Yep.
His heart had stopped 5 times on the way to the hospital. On the 5th time, they were not able to revive him again, and he passed away.
Okay, so what I want to do is I want to insert some information to the both of you, as well as those that are listening in social media platforms and radio broadcasts across the country. Calvin, you do realize this has been made public news about 3 weeks ago, which is only going to make you more indignant concerning what's taken place, as well as you, Jeff. But the administrators at the hospital, they receive an incentive. They get paid to give the PCR test, which is setting people up for the fall. It's not even an accurate test. Secondly, the doctors and the nurses also are incentivized to admit them into the hospital. It has to be for COVID. If they put them on remdesivir, which shuts down their body organs, or they put them on a mechanical ventilator, they're incentivized. Okay. The coroner also, when someone passes, it has to be from COVID, and we found out that they get paid $100,000 per person that dies. And the coroner has to equate the death to COVID in order to get paid. So we know this is happening. And another thing I'd like to add to this conversation is when they say that there's not enough beds, it's not that there's not enough beds. There's not enough nurses and doctors to man them beds because so many people have quit on the medical industry because they see this for the fraud that it is. So now going forward, Jeff and Calvin, I would ask the question next concerning the information that you gave to me, Jeff, about how the papers are helping, well, cover up these crimes against your son by omitting information or not printing information that you so choose to put in the obituary. Can you tell us about that, please?
Yeah, we wrote our obituary. Calvin and my daughter Kirsten wrote the obituary. I thought it was a wonderful obituary. The local newspaper, the Monticello Times, refused to print it. The funeral home had already released our obituary on their website. That obituary was shared over 2,000 times before they took it down and edited it. And their reason was, if it's the newspaper's policy, it's our policy. Now, Calvin can tell you a little bit. He was enraged, and he went to the you go ahead, Calvin. He went to the owner or the publisher of the newspaper.
Yeah, so I called Peterson Grimsmo, which was the chapel, after we noticed the edit, and I asked him, you know, what's going on? Why are you censoring our obituary? And they said they had a policy where if it's not able to be published on Monticello Times, they won't publish it on their website.
Huh.
So from there, I go and I call Monticello Times, and I'm talking to the editor. He said he was like the head of it. So I'm telling him what's going on, and, you know, it's not like we're sitting here making up lies. This is what happened, and we want the truth to be told through the obituary. And I told him I don't think it's right that you can censor that. And, you know, he's like, oh, I had no idea. I'll get on that right away. I'll call you back first thing tomorrow. Hasn't said a thing since.
Yeah.
And I called back once more, and they just shut me down.
Calvin, I have to ask you the question. So when you were having that conversation back and forth with the editor, and you asked him why he didn't publish that, what was it that he didn't want published exactly?
We had a line in there, and it said, thank you, Joe Biden, for bringing a premature death to our family. And they had taken out the parts mentioning that the vaccine was the cause of death.
That's right. I don't believe personally it had anything to do with Joe Biden. It's because you equated your son's death, your dad's death, with COVID. That's the narrative that they're trying to censor on all fronts. We see this with big tech. We see this now in the local newspapers. We're not just talking about the mainstream media. And I guess at this point, the next question would be, what is it that you're going to do in response concerning what did happen in the hospital concerning these experimental jabs, as well as the newspapers from this point going forward?
Well, we've contacted an attorney out of Minnetonka, Minnesota. We've retained him. He's going to do all the investigations, and it's just at the very beginning of that process. I've asked him to look real hard at the newspaper. That really has us very, very upset.
Yes.
That we couldn't get our son's obituary posted the way we wanted it read. Now, I've looked at a lot of editorials in these newspapers, and I've seen a whole lot worse written and published in these newspapers. You know, and like you said, Bradley, it doesn't fit their narrative. Calvin was just banned from Facebook because he posted his dad's obituary the way we had it written. Ooh. And he got banned on Facebook.
Did they strike the whole page, Calvin? Did they strike the whole page?
They strike my page, and they gave me a week suspension, and they're like, this violates our terms, and all they had was the obituary.
Yeah, this is what people need to understand. Hey, folks, I brought these two, Jeff and Calvin, on because this hits home. This is a county away from where we're at. By the way, both Jeff and Calvin, I did my homework as to what's going on in Buffalo. We know that there's $15 million going into that local hospital alone. So this is all bought and paid for from the top to the state governors and the mayors all the way down to the bottom into our local communities, and it has to stop. And as I said to you, Jeff, earlier during our conversation, if this was me, I would be the most irate, indignant attack dog. I would not let them off. I would sue the paper. I would go after the doctors because they all the well know what they're doing, as well as what I hold them accountable for their crimes against humanity. I've got about 30 seconds. I will give it both to you, Jeff and Calvin. I will give you the last minute.
Absolutely. We're very upset by this. And moving forward, you know, we're waiting for the death certificate. They just stripped it from us, saying they have to do a toxicology report without our consent, without our knowledge.
Really?
Find the autopsy. And if that comes back with anything other than the vaccine, I guarantee you the first thing we're going to be doing is getting an attorney, going after the medical examiner. And we're very unhappy with the Monticello Times. And we're going to do our best right now to do whatever we can to get the truth out.
I will get a copy of this show for you to send to the Monticello Times. And if there's anything you need, you let us know.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Payroll processing firm ADP says 301,000 jobs were cut in January. It's the first time since December 20 that the report revealed jobs were lost instead of gained. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh tells CNN the main reason jobs were lost in January is due to the Omicron surge.
We had 9 million people that had the coronavirus that week, the Omicron variant that week. The virus has wreaked complete havoc in this country, in this world, for the last 2 years, but in particular the last month.
Nearly 100 million Americans are being hit with a major winter storm. Snow is falling in states from New Mexico all the way to Michigan. Winter storm warnings are in effect for large swaths of many states. This is USA Radio News. It's 6 more weeks of winter if you believe in annual tradition.
We love them.
6 more weeks of winter is on the way. Punxsutawney Phil made his prediction around 7:25 a.m. Eastern Time Wednesday at Gobbler's Knob in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to Punxsutawney to celebrate Groundhog Day, the 136th annual trek of the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club.
Phil reported he saw his shadow. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The trial of three former Minneapolis police officers related to the death of George Floyd is being postponed due to COVID-19. The judge making the decision to adjourn the trial until Monday. The three former police officers are charged with violating Floyd's civil rights on the day he died after being knelt on by police officer Derek Chauvin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Okay, so we're talking about as the cover-up continues, you just heard a family that became a prey through federal mandates. Isn't it interesting? These companies, Big Pharma, can't be sued for their experimental jabs. But isn't it interesting how the government's being used to shut you down if you don't comply? Folks, again, the definition of authoritarian totalitarianism is at work today. Just had Jeff and Calvin, who lost his son and who lost his dad, telling me the story as to how the cover-up is continuously going forward. As the push goes forward, here, let me show you some more assaults, because regardless of how many people are dying because of these experimental jabs, the question I have for the American people are still sitting on their morals, as they would call them. I have one question for you. How is it that you allow this?
I don't understand it
for the life of me.
About this next age group waiting for vaccines, kids 4 and younger.
All actors.
Any updates on when we will hear.
Clowns in the circus of politics.
On data.
Why are we hearing from them? Why are your said representatives not holding them accountable? They do nothing more than put a show on to appease the American people.
Do you think the rollout to patients is going well, or are there things...
All these questions being offered to Fauci and Walensky and this other clown in the center are all softballs. They're all pre-scripted.
Answer the second question.
What this is, friends, is Fauci predicting a third dose regimen of jabs for children younger than 4 years old. They're going for your kids, friends.
You probably know the original data that was done was determined if...
Okay, we've heard enough of this guy and his lies, but the question is why is he still spouting his mouth off? Why is he not held accountable for his crimes against innocent people? How is it that our government said representatives, as I just said during this video, have not held them accountable for their crimes against the American people? Folks, these are the people that are putting forth the lie. and they're selling it to you as the truth. In other words, they know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth. Okay? You have Walensky from the CDC. I can go through all of this all over again. They're still there, still pushing the same narrative, regardless of how many people died, regardless of how many times. Here, I'm going to show you something again on social media platforms. Here's Facebook covering up more information, saying it's false information according to their fact checkers. Their fact checkers are CIA controlled. Their fact checkers, friends, just so you know, are former employees at CNN. Oh, I didn't want to say anything, but the CNN president just recently resigned. I mean, I wonder how many people they've had resign now concerning CNN. But you already know it's fake news. So why is it tolerated in your country? And these are the people that are telling you, when we give facts, that we're the ones giving you fake news. Okay? You judge men, again, by their fruit, Matthew 7:16, not the other way around. And again, Americans are trying to figure out why their country is going in the direction that it is. It's because the American people sit back and do nothing. Check this one out. Here's more fraud.
Dr. Terry was awarded the Nobel Prize for his invention of the polymerase chain reaction, the PCR. The PCR is a method of analysis and wasn't designed to test for a virus. Mullis explains why.
And with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. It starts making you believe.
It's all predicated on a fraud, Americans.
Because right? I mean, if you can amplify one single molecule up to something that you can really measure, which PCR can do, then there's just very few molecules that you don't have.
He died mysteriously right before the pandemic allegedly broke out.
That it's meaningful.
The PCR test can potentially find anything you are looking for, depending on how high you turn it up. And this is exactly what has been done. The official protocol given for the PCR testing of COVID-19 created a floodgate of false positives to skew the results. They call it asymptomatic because it's a lie. These people don't have symptoms because they don't have COVID-19. They do it today because they've done it in the past and always gotten away with it. 30 years ago, Anthony Fauci, head of the NIH, made a name for himself by pushing for higher doses of the deadly drug AZT, an old cancer therapy.
He's a repeat criminal, Fauci is.
For approval onto AIDS patients. Kerry Mullis was hired to measure HIV in people's blood samples with his PCR. He was working under the premise that HIV was the probable cause of AIDS. But when he went looking for the proof, he found there was none. They just made it up.
What is that paper? Who do I go to for that? And I looked around. I asked a couple of virologists at that company, and they said, no, you don't have to reference. I said, I have to reference that because I don't know where that came from. How do I know that? And it turned out that nobody knew it. And I was getting really freaked about that. That's when I first started saying, they don't know. Nobody really knows. This whole thing is a big sham.
Mullis pointed out how the CDC was losing money and how the HIV-AIDS connection brought their profits back in the black, and how the men at the highest levels were all in on it. Kerry Mullis knew these men were dangerous.
They don't want people like me walking up and asking them those kind of questions. And they're willing to, like, go to great lengths to prevent that. They're out on a limb. I wouldn't want to be there with them.
But he was still outspoken. When ABC's Nightline approached him about doing a documentary on his work, Mullis convinced them to cover the HIV debate after nearly a decade of ignoring it. In a 1994 interview with Celia Farber for Spin Magazine,
in alliance,
Kerry Mullis expressed
this is conspiracy,
how he really wanted
Jeremiah 11,
Anthony
9.
Fauci and Robert Gallo. He said that he'd be willing to chase the little bastard from his car to his office, a Nobel Prize winner trying to ask a simple question from those who spent $22 billion and killed 100,000 people.
Listen carefully.
It has to be on TV. I'm not unwilling to do something like that. Unfortunately, not many people were listening back then. And on August 7th, 2019, just about 3 months before the first utterance of COVID-19,
Kerry Mullis, age 74, a Nobel Prize winner, inventor of the PCR test, a man who was once willing and eager to expose Anthony Fauci, quietly died of pneumonia. The timing of it all is mysterious to many of us.
To say the least, friends. Here's more information for the American people. Yeah. You know, it's funny to me that, because I find myself saying things that need to be said, and it's interesting how I get answer backs by the Holy Ghost concerning how people respond to those. They say, well, Bradley, you're just so condemning. Well, I'm just pointing my finger at the responsible party. If a crime is committed and that person's indicted and they stand before the judge is going to talk to them and make reference to the law that condemns them for the crime that they're responsible for. In this case, the 350 million people, not all of them, that are accomplices to the likes of the Anthony Faucis and the Walensky's, and the list goes on, because they do nothing about them, that makes you an accomplice. And furthermore, when I think of John chapter 3, verse 19, it says, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men loved darkness rather than the light. They would rather hear the liar speak forth, like Anthony Fauci, than to actually hold him accountable, because then that would mean that they would actually have to stand up and do something about the crimes of a man like that. Why has he been around for 10, 20, 30, 40 years? Because the American people continuously turn the other cheek and allow him to assail others. Now, if RFK Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, doesn't shed light on what's going on in your country, friends, I don't know what will. And why it is that the American people are continuously allowing these snakes, these devils, these serpents, John 8:44, again, consider the source, to continuously bleed into their communities, as we just showed you today, and has not yet, the people have not, put a stop to it lawfully. That's why I always propose the question to those that we have on the show, or to my listeners, as to how do you help a people that don't help themselves? You are literally, every day that you give these people, you are literally allowing them to go ahead and set the next narrative and assail you again on another day. I guess there's no nice way to say that, but I'll tell you what, I would want to know that information. That's why I give out that information. To me, when I look at Scripture, that defines out as being love, right? There's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains, and they noticed cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. A concerned committee got together, and they said, we need to remedy the problem. You know what their remedy was, friends? They put an ambulance on the bottom of the mountain, which creates bureaucracy and money-making systems. And that's why you have bureaucracy in this country. Why? Because you have failed to take the time to put up the warning sign on top of the mountain before the cars go over the end of the cliff. And the Bible tells us in Psalm 19, verse 11, by them thy servant is warned. Okay? Real love warns. Real love warns. It shows us the impending danger. And then God, behind that and before that, commands us to keep his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, to keep and do them in dealing with such people as that you are allowing to commit the crimes today. You Americans will be held responsible for what it is that you fail to do in the face of this assault. My goodness, this is insane as to what's going on. If you just joined us, I had a couple, a grandfather and a grandson, that just lost his son and his dad a county away from where we broadcast here in the state of Minnesota. And this conspiracy goes down to the lower levels of society, friends. It's in your backyard, just like I told you it would, because that's what Scripture tells us will happen. Amos 6:3. Condemnation, not here. Truth that makes free and men free, yep, that's here. John 8:32, 2 Corinthians 3:17. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Pastor Brandon Taylor. And I would like to thank Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for making a live event possible at our church. Bradley combined biblical principles with our nation's amazing history for an informative and eye-opening experience.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to book us, now's the time. We're going to be in Iowa in a week and a half here. Then we're going to be up in Tennessee doing some stuff with Alan Keyes. And we're going to be doing some live in-studio interviews in Florida there. So we're moving our way that way down south. And then we're going to be hopefully coming back over into the Carolinas. I'll keep you abreast as to what's going to take place there and maybe even Ohio. If you want to book us, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know, friends, if you want to call in, one more segment, 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe, social media platforms, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Here we go. I want to show you some more things. The Epic Times just reported U.S. Army starts discharging unvaccinated soldiers. Whoa. They're pulling down your defenses, Americans. You paying attention? Huh. Well, you're being told about a war over with Russia, which is all distraction because they're calling for a new world order, and how China's being brought into the equation. Don't forget about how Russia and China will be used to attack America. Mark my words. I've been talking about this for 17 years, friends, and China and Russia continuously come up. You do realize that the American government is not at war with Russia, nor are they at war with China. No, they do business together, friends. If you know anything about history, dictators always use foreign powers to basically suppress and to snuff out their political opposition. Don't doubt a thing I'm telling you. Adolf Hitler used the Muslims to kill off his political opposition. We've shown you video. It's easy to find online. You have 35 jihadi camps here in America that the mainstream media hasn't talked about since 2009, namely CNN and that of Fox News, which, by the way, during that time they did two great reports. Kudos to them for doing their job and telling the truth. But look at this, friends. Now they're attacking your military, and we knew this for some time. We know that the Navy SEALs are taking it to this current administration, and rightfully so. But isn't it kind of odd that this federal government and state governments are attacking their own military? Wow. That's crazy. And yet we're being told that there's a World War III's. It's precipitating right now. And who's doing it? Joe Biden. And you know what? If you're listening to that nonsensical talk coming from your favorite conservative talk, I strongly suggest you turn them off. They are not in the know. And it's not the deep state doing what the deep state does. Because if you remember right, it's the politicians doing for what the deep state does. Right? So who's the deep state? The politicians that are signing on to handing this country over to special interest groups. Open your eyes and shut off these conservatives that have you constantly chasing your tail. It's called circular reasoning. Wake up, Americans. Also wanted to let you know, too, over in Washington, this is amazing. This same woman that I'm about to show you, the mayor over in Washington, D.C., she's the one that said, her name is Muriel Bowser, she's the one that said, don't forget your walking papers. Wow! Now she's ordering a restaurant that defied the mask and vaccine mandates to close. This is happening in America. Boston, California, we're seeing this in New York. Boy, if they can get away with it in New York, where can't they get away with it? I guess we're going to have to find out, aren't we? America, you're under attack. Just wanted to show you. Just like the people over in Canada, how they're under attack. Yesterday I showed a little bit of this video, but I want to bring it over to Justin Trudeau, the little effeminate Allah-worshipping traitor to his own people, Luke 22:48, and that's exactly what he is. And that's why the people are standing up against him. But what's he doing? Well, he gets the mainstream media over there to go ahead and put the microphone up to his mouth and the cameras up to his face to go ahead and speak on the behalf of special interest groups. But they want you to believe that he's speaking on the behalf of the people. Nothing could be further from the truth. Let me show you really quick as to what I'm talking about. This is Canada again. Then I'm going to bring it over to Justin Trudeau really quick. Check this out. This is what they don't want you again to see or hear. It's interesting to note as well, friends, that there's a new video released today about how these Canadians are out in the street playing hockey, and they are just beginning their protests. And again, what are we seeing from the mainstream media and Justin Trudeau, that traitor to the people in that prospective country? Well, here, I want to show you, because most people don't realize that what Bradley Dean has been saying is really true for a long, long time. Matter of fact, if I wasn't telling you the truth, then why so much censorship? Why does the mainstream media attack me like they did again last week? Because I'm exposing them for who they are. Read Ephesians 5:11 when you get a moment. Okay? Let me bring you over to old Justin, and I want you to listen to what a totalitarian puppet looks like, okay? You just seen what's happening in Canada. Again, they didn't want you to see that. Again, we're not here to ask them for permission to obey God. They work for us. We do not work for them. I want you to listen to this question that's teed up to Justin Trudeau, because they all are, okay? And he knew perfectly as to how he was going to answer the question, because it was pre-written and scripted before he got on the television. Now, let's go ahead and check this out really quick. And listen carefully as to what he has to say here.
I well, to participate or meet with them. I mean, you've attended rallies on the Hill in the past, including during a Black Lives Matter protest and others. Is there a reason that you can give as to why you will not discuss or have any negotiations with this particular group?
I have attended protests and rallies in the past when I agreed with the goals, when I supported the people expressing their concerns and their issues. Black Lives Matter is an excellent
their concerns.
But I have also chosen to not go anywhere near protests that have expressed hateful rhetoric, violence towards fellow citizens, and a disrespect, not just of
science, racist,
of, the front line
violence,
workers, and quite frankly, the
rhetoric
of truckers who have been doing the right thing to keep Canadians.
Wait a second.
Health workers, and quite frankly, the 90% of truckers who.
Did you hear that? The 90% of the truckers, huh?
Safe,
not even.
Food on our tables. Canadians know where I stand. This is a moment for.
This isn't about Justin Trudeau. Canadians know where I stand, and notice how he threw in, again, the Saul Alinsky tactic to browbeat the majority of the people in Canada with the fact that 90% of the truckers already got their vaccinations. Baloney. That's all you have to do. Again, Francis asked the question, why the forced compliance if that's the case? If everybody's just going along with it, why is it that you're putting up false pictures saying it's a shot of the parliament over there in Canada, only to have people go there with their cameras to show just the exact opposite? Because they want to belittle their political opposition. And see what's happening over in Canada right now, friends? They are doing their best to make the world see Justin Trudeau and these said world leaders for exactly as to who they are. The headline on Health Impact News is Occupy Ottawa Day 3, Triple Vax Trudeau. By the way, if you believe for one moment Trudeau has been vaxxed, you are sadly mistaken. You're sadly, sadly mistaken. But the headline goes, triple vax Trudeau test positive for COVID. Okay, lies to the public and attacks his own countrymen. Of course he does. Again, I said earlier, if you look at history, the history of dictators like that of the King Charles during the time of Oliver Cromwell, that's exactly what he did. He sought foreign aid, namely foreign mercenaries, to attack his own people because they would not submit to his dictatorial ways. And it's exactly what's happening there. It's exactly what's happening in America. But in ending here, friends, I want to say this, and again, in ending, the longer that you give these people to reassess, to create the new narrative, to attack you on another day, you are sitting ducks, and you are inviting destruction to take place. Folks, they're not stopping. One more time, if you just joined us towards the end of the show today, we had a grandpa and a grandson who lost his dad and his son. Tell us the story about how his son got not one, but two experimental jabs. And 7 days later, he's gone, only to find out not only are the doctors trying to cover it up, the hospital's trying to cover it up, but the local newspaper is trying to cover it up. That's how corrupt this all is. And it needs to stop, and it's going to stop at your call, not mine alone. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya. By the way, Ray Comfort tomorrow. Ray Comfort tomorrow. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.